Well, if you're a regular listener to this show, this will shock you, but I love doing this segment. This is always fun when we get to talk about books. We get to talk about cool new books that are out, and we get to meet our bookstore friends, and especially around the holidays when you really are looking for special books for special people, we hopefully we make it a little bit easier for you. This morning, we welcome the folks from the Chatham Bookstore to join us. They're going to present a fine list of books for these last days before the turbulent holidays. We welcome Thomas Schulak and Joanne Trapanese. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
Very nice to have you both. Okay, so first of all, Joanne, your first time, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Very nice
to have you on the program. Delight to meet you. So where would you like to begin?
Well, we want to begin with the book that just has come out called Witness, Lessons from Elie Wiesel's Classroom.
Ooh.
By Ariel Berger. Berger was a student and then a friend of Elie Wiesel for 20 years. And what this book is about is his observations in the classroom of how Wiesel taught as a professor at Boston University for many, many decades. As most of you know, Wiesel was raised in Hungary. He lost his mother, his sister, and his father in the Holocaust. He was the famous author of Night, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, and he worked for suffering people throughout the larger world of which we're a part of. But this is really about his way of teaching. And Berger says that basically Wiesel's style of teaching in the classroom was one where he would come in and he would say, "Well, what questions do you have?" Not a lecture, but what questions do you have? And then the students would respond, and he would say, "I need more. Go deeper. Let's keep on exploring this." And Berger describes this methodology of teaching as a methodology of wonder. We often don't know this about Wiesel, but his great love was people, but even a deeper vocational love. He said, "I am a teacher. First and foremost,
right.
I am a teacher." And he said, "Learning saved me. After the Holocaust, learning saved me." And the big question that Wiesel kept on asking his students was, how can the most educated society in the world create such hatred? How can the most educated society in the world create such hatred? And he wanted to know why it was that knowledge wasn't enough. And he got into the whole area of moral education. How is it that knowledge can be combined with compassion? He was a believer that one of the most important things is memory. How do we tell our stories? How do we engage in dialogue? How do we respect differences? How do we move beyond fanaticism, which is basically a fear of confusion? How do we open up faith and doubt? How do we argue with God? How do we take all of this into the world? But one of the lines I loved from this book was when he said, "Listening to a witness makes you a witness." Mm-hmm. And that's the heart of the book.
Witness, Lessons from Elie Wiesel's Classroom by Ariel Berger. Beautiful. All right.
The next book is for our youngest readers. It's called Baby Feminists by Lily Babbitt Klein and illustrated by Jessica Walker.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. This is a wonderful present for somebody who just had a baby or for somebody who has very young babies. It's a lift the flap board book. So it's a little bit less destructible than paper books. The very first page starts the pattern going, "Before she rose to the Supreme Court, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was," and you lift the flap, and under the picture of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, there is a baby Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a tiny little gavel in her hand.
Oh, that's cute.
My favorite page in this book is Frida Kahlo. There is Frida Kahlo with her iconic, serious glare that she's known for. And when you lift up the flap, there's a little baby spattered in paint with that same little iconic, serious glare.
Very cool.
An adorable book.
It is called Baby Feminists, and it is by Libby Babbitt Klein.
Next one up is a book by Caldecott Medal winner Emily Arnold McCulley, who is a local writer. She lives between New York City and Columbia County, New York. That's our neck of the woods. This is a wonderful, wonderful book called She Did It, 21 Women Who Changed the Way We Think. This book is about 21 absolutely extraordinary women who were radicals in their own time, but now the test of time has shown that the ideas that they fought for are things that now we take just for granted, commonplace. And McCulley stayed away from the obvious people, like the very famous people. She went for the people a little bit more under the wire. So there are some women in here that I'd never even heard of, like Madam C.J. Walker. She was born 2 days after the abolition of slavery in Louisiana, of all places, to sharecroppers. So her parents had been slaves. Mm. And in her lifetime, she became a millionaire back in those days and a philanthropist. Just an incredible woman. We've also got Ethel Percy Andress, who started the American Association for Retired Persons. We've got Dolores Huerta, who worked with Cesar Chavez to found the United Farm Workers. She's also the one who actually coined the phrase, si se puede, that Barack Obama famously used in his campaign. Just amazing, amazing women. McCulley does a great job of showing an illustration of each one at the beginning of the chapter, and then there are about 8 to 10 pages about these fascinating women, and then a quote at the end. It's a wonderful present for somebody else or to buy for yourself.
It's called She Did It by Emily Arnold McCulley.
And we're going to have Emily at the bookstore this Saturday at 3 o'clock to sign her books.
Excellent. 3 o'clock this Saturday.
So I'd like to share a book, a new one that's just come out by the Dalai Lama, and it's addressed to young people. Dalai Lama's getting up there in years, and he wants to address the young people, and this book's called A Call for Revolution, A Vision for the Future. As most of us know, the Dalai Lama is the spiritual leader of the Tibetan people and Tibetan Buddhism. He, too, is a Nobel Peace Prize winner and lives in Dharamsala, India, in exile. And he starts out by saying, young people, I believe in you, but we've got to have a different kind of revolution. It can't be the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, or the Cultural Revolution, which all led to bloodshed. We need a new kind of revolution in our time. It's got to be grounded in peace. It's got to be grounded in dialogue. The walls of shame, which he says is selfishness, national pride, and the cult of individualism, has to be addressed. The earth is in jeopardy, and we created these problems, and we can fix these problems. So what does he say is the revolution we need? I don't think we're going to be surprised by this. It's the revolution of compassion for self, for others, and for the earth. And without this revolution in compassion, which is grounded in a deep connection to suffering, we will not be able to heal the earth that is in desperate need of healing or its people. We need inner peace. We need inner humanity. We need compassion informed by truth. And together we can, in fact, respond to our times in a more profound and lasting way. So A Call for Revolution, A Vision for the Future by the Dalai Lama.
Call for Revolution. Okay.
Next book up is called Grenade by Alan Gratz. It's for middle readers. This book is for somebody who likes short chapters that are action-packed. It takes place completely during the Battle of Okinawa during World War II. So the book is featuring two main characters, Hideki Kaneshiro, who's Okinawan. He's 14 years old, but he looks like he's 12. And Ray Majors, who's 18 years old. He ran off to enlist when he was 17. They sent him back because he was too young. He was beaten by his father for enlisting. And then when he was 18, he ran off again and enlisted successfully. Hideki was given 2 weeks of training along with a lot of other boys at the time, which is true. And after 2 weeks of training, they were told to put out their hands, and they were given two grenades put in each hand. And they were told, the first grenade is to kill as many Americans as you can. The second grenade is to kill yourself when you're done.
God.
Yeah, so the book is action-packed. It's an incredible story of how these two young men kind of wove their way toward one another in their eventual meeting. And what I love about the book is that Alan Gratz didn't go for the obvious. I thought I knew exactly how this book was going to go, and he didn't go for the cliche. He really took it to different places that I didn't expect.
The name of the book is Grenade by Alan Gratz. All
yes.
right.
And next one up is Dreamers. This is by Yuyi Morales. It is a beautiful story of a woman to her son about their immigration from Mexico to the United States. The illustrations that she did are just lovely. They're flights of fantasy on every one, and the language is so lush and beautiful. The first page starts out, "I dreamed of you, then you appeared. Together we became amor, love, amor, resplendent life, you and I." And the illustrations, on the very first page, you have the mother diving down from the top corner and the baby diving up to from the bottom corner to meet each other as a metaphor for birth. It's just lovely. She's wearing the traditional dress of Chiapas, which the way she paints it, it looks like it's just flames of color. Another quote that I love from this book is, "The sky and the land welcomed us in words unlike those of our ancestors." So the language is just really lush, and the message is beautiful, and so are the illustrations.
It is called Dreamers. All right, Thomas.
So our last book this morning is Walking in Wonder by John Donahue in conversation with John Quinn. Some of us that are poetry readers, and I love poetry, know of John Donahue and his books, particularly Anacara. Irish poet, author, a priest, a Hegelian philosopher who died at 52, a very young age. And this is not his poetry, but some of his thinking as really a philosopher. And he starts out by saying, "The story is silent until the word is spoken." I love it. And he also asked the question, "When was the last great conversation you had?"
Well, that's easy for me because I did get to have them every morning. But for other people, I guess it's harder.
You know, when was the last great conversation that you had? Great question to ponder. Take your time. He says that so many people are frightened by wonder of their own presence. He draws upon the mystical theologian Meister Eckhart to talk about the relationship with God. He gets into the landscape to say, how is it that you connect with the animals and that all that is around you in your landscape? He talks about, how do you get silent? Where is absence in your life? He talks about balance, and I thought it was really interesting on this because he says balance is when two opposites are wrestling with each other and we allow our imagination to resolve it. Wow. He talks about harvest time and aging and how important that is. But he also said there's a real disruption right now in memory. And like Wiesel, he says memory is so important. We have to go back and tell the stories in detail in order that we hear the stories, that we know the stories one with another. And so he's an amazing poet. And this is some of his thinking that is underneath that poetry.
It's Walking in Wonder by John Donahue. All right. Well, tell us about the event coming up this Saturday.
Just, we have Emily McCauley, who's one of our wonderful local authors. We have so many amazing authors in Columbia County.
We do.
We have, they come by the store, and they're just an absolute treasure. And you know, because you interview authors, aren't they just...
We have a good crop.
Aren't they amazing? Aren't authors just amazing?
Yes, they are.
I mean,
well, we just had one on too. It is amazing, and they do great work, and we're glad to be able to showcase it, as I'm sure you are as well.
Yeah.
For more information on the Chatham Bookstore in Chatham, New York, you can visit them at 27 Main Street, right there in Chatham. And you can find out more. You can go to their website, which is chathambookstore.com.
Chatham Bookstore.
Thomasbrenner.com.
Right.
Excellent. I want to thank you both for being here. Thomas, thank you. Yeah. Have a beautiful holiday. Joanne, what a delight to meet you. Thank you very much for
being in.
And
we wish you the best of the holidays.
Have a gorgeous holiday.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. Yeah.